This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
We are here. We are back. It's an off week, though, for the Almost Famous Podcast. What up, Ash?
Hey, Ben. Yeah, it's going to be a fast show today. We have Bachelor headlines. We're going to go down memory lane a little bit. But there was no episode, so, you know, we got not much to say.
We got a lot to say.
Come on, we do?
Life still keeps going. It is going to be a good episode. We're good at these off days. We actually have Renee from Batch Bracket. She won this last go around on The Bachelorette, and so she's going to be joining us today. That was her gift and her prize.
That along just with makes me feel things. Weird.
Yeah, it makes me feel weird too, but we're excited to meet her. It's going to be fantastic. Ashley, I do want to tell you about something I'm up to right now.
Okay, go for it. You're in Florida.
Yes, I'm in Florida. I've been talking about this golf tournament for a long time. People are probably over it, but that's okay. I'm here now. It's practice round day, and I'm staying in a really nice hotel. It's called The Wave. It's at Lake Nona. And the future is upon us. You know why? Because both restrooms in my hotel room has two bathrooms, which is very fancy. They have heated toilet seats.
Heated toilet seats in my last hotel room, which thought it seemed weird until I experienced
Game
it multiple
changing.
Times. And I was like, wait a second. This is something to incorporate into a house one day.
It is. And then the toilet seat lifts as you walk up to it. Mm-hmm. Did yours do that?
Yes, it did.
Oh my goodness. I mean, this is how that other, you know, percent of people live, and I ain't hating it for a bit. This feels good. This is something else. All right. Well, hey, we are going to go through Bachelor headlines. We're going to go through some Bachelor sayings. We're going to bring Renee on. But before we do, let's take a break with the Almost Famous Podcast. Ashley, we're running through some of the former Bachelor's titles today, just to remind people of the sayings going into the season. We're going to compare them and see who's maybe like the best and the worst. I've always had an issue with mine. I don't know if I've ever told you why, but I've always had an issue with mine. But we'll start with Clayton's here. Clayton's is everyone loves an underdog. Do you feel like Clayton was an underdog?
No. I think the word underdog is a really nice way of saying somebody who we didn't know.
Yeah, somebody that you haven't watched yet. Mine was, and I'm sure I've mentioned on the podcast before, this really played with my head a lot. My headline was The Perfect Ben, which when you first see it would be sweet. And when I first saw it the first time, I was like, wow, like that is really crazy that they would think that
like the perfect 10 if it's not obvious.
Yeah, but I took it as a compliment, and then over time I realized that all it did was set myself up for failure. Like all it did was setting me up to be to fall short of this, and over time it really started to mess with me.
Hey Ben, yours probably stuck with you more than any other catchphrase.
Really?
I feel like it got followed, like it was like teased throughout the season. And I just think that people refer to you by that more than any other.
Well, the interesting thing with that too, is I just took a 3-day intensive counseling session. And one of my weaknesses is that I won't forgive myself unless I reach perfection, and you never reach perfection. So you never forgive yourself. And so then to have this as your tagline, well, it was not exactly healthy, but it's okay. We got Peter's, which is expect turbulence.
Which
I thought that one was catchy.
Really good. Really good.
Yep.
Especially for that season.
It was perfect for that season.
Yeah.
A couple more here. Nick's 4th time's the charm. I'm sure he hated that so much.
I like it though.
I think it's hilarious. Okay. Final one. Maybe, just the hardest one of them all. Like the one that just, I mean, even the picture of it is tough, but Colton Underwood's was What does he have to lose? And he's dressed up in the same shirt that 40-year-old virgin was dressed up in.
Do you think they had to get rights to that? Yeah.
I'm sure they did, but my goodness, that's a tough, like all these others are kind of like, you know, smoldering and like you're looking their best. And then you have Colton like holding a rose, staring up into the sky.
It is really funny. I remember when that came out, I was like, oh my God, of course they did. There are a couple more. Yeah. You don't want to go through them?
I don't think we should go through them all, but I think we should at least do Jesse Palmer's, who's the host of The Bachelor.
So his is the Giants quarterback is making a play for 25 ladies, but it's a whole new game because one of them is his spy? Oh, wait, what?
So when somebody asks me, has the show changed? I would use this as an example. His tagline is an explanation for his season. The New York Giants quarterback is making a play for 25 ladies, but it's a whole new game because one of them is a spy.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
That's like Mr. Movie Phone. Because one of them is his spy.
It seems ridiculous. Well, it's really interesting to go through all of these. If you get a chance, listeners, Google The Bachelor's like cover sayings. Go through them all. Some of them are funny. Some of them are really long. Some of them don't make a lot of sense. Some of them really do. And I feel like it does kind of show how much the show has changed over the years, because now we just have taglines. We used to have like a paragraph.
Yeah. Well, can we just say Chris Stoll's is, because I was on that season. Traditional, period, classic, period, all American, period. I like it. I'm looking at the picture. He's dressed up like it's a rose ceremony, but he's got his shoulder up against a barn. And it kind of throws me back, and I have all the feelings again, and I like it.
Oh, so good. Hey, Ashley, I do want to add, we were talking about Nick. I just spent the weekend with Nick and Natalie
in
Los Angeles.
That pizza that he made for you, that you guys both showed off on Instagram, looked incredible.
Ashley, I am telling you, Nick and I have had our journey in friendship, right? It went from like, hey, he came on Caitlin's season. I didn't really know a lot about him. I just kind of stayed out of the drama of that. Just didn't really pay much attention to it. Mostly just ignored him. And then over time, we got kind of like competitive. Like there was envy and there was a little jealousy on both ends for both of us. And now we're really good friends. And like I really love Nick. I've gotten to know Nick. Nick is still Nick. And Nick will tell you that. Like there's moments where like he'll disappear onto his phone for an hour and a half when you're like in the same room and you're like, well, this is cool. Like, I don't know what to do. But Natalie is incredible.
I know.
Like the perfect compliment to him. She brings out the best in him. It was so good to spend. I mean, I stayed at their house. Their house is awesome.
Oh, you stayed there?
I stayed there. So I got to spend all day with them in the evening. And then Nick made this pizza, as you're referring to. Actually, I'm not playing. And like, it was one of the best bites of pizza I've ever had.
When he was cutting through it on your Instagram story,
yeah,
I was like, that crunch, that crisp. Ugh. I need you to box that up and send it to me.
Yeah, next time you're with him, you have to have him make it for you.
I'm going.
He takes it very serious. Like he kind of explained it like it would take me a couple times to learn how to do it. Because Natalie wants to learn how to do it and he would just rather do it himself. Because I mean, I'm not playing. He's mastered it. Like the thin crust, the ingredients on top, he gets everything from Italy.
Oh, he does. I mean, that's key. When Jared was in a pizza making stage, he didn't do so much of the crispy thin crust. It was more of like a Napoleon pizza. And we would get all the ingredients from Italy. It's just so critical. And if you guys don't know what Italy is, it's like an Italian grocery store that's really only in major cities.
Yeah, look at it. It's great. And so, yeah, I mean, it was all around and a terrific day. I'm very thankful they let me stay with them. And just we had a tremendous time together at their house. they welcomed me in with open arms. It was great. So,
hey, how was the doggy?
Oh, so good. Jeff is a sweet, sweet pup. Very cuddly, very loving. In fact, I think being with Jeff made me even more excited to get our dog.
Yeah, is it happening?
In less than two weeks. I think less than 2 weeks.
He's getting a dog, guys. If you didn't know, Ben hasn't had a dog for way over a decade because he was traumatized by the loss of his childhood dog that he didn't think he could do it again. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to find the love in another dog.
I was pressured. I definitely think my wife was like, hey, we should get a dog. And then I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then she's like, hey. No, like we should get a dog. And I just love my pup so much growing up that I just didn't want to feel that pain again. But I am getting excited to have something around us. We got the update that the puppy should be ready in about a week or two. And I'm obviously down here in Orlando right now, but that's a big update in my life. Ashley, before we get into Bachelor headlines, I got some messages this week, wondering how you're doing living at home. How's it going so far?
It's good. I'm gonna bring Jared in here now.
What's up, buddy?
What up, bro? How you doing, bud?
I thought Ben asked how living at home was. I was here for 10 days without you. And then today we had to do a lot of work together. So much fun. Uh-huh. And then tomorrow we have more work. And then you leave me again.
Uh-huh.
And then you go back to work at Audrey's for 13 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
How we doing?
Oh, we're doing well. Is that the question? It's a very leading question, leading the witness. How are we doing? We're doing well. I mean, it's more of the...
Jared's going to have a mental breakdown.
Yeah, of course.
He's going to have a Mariah Carey overworked hospital stay.
Is that what happened to Mariah Carey? I don't even know.
She went to the hospital for being overworked.
Why is that? Well, let's describe it for the listeners and myself, because I don't know. Like, why, Jared, are you feeling overworked? I know the success of Audrey's is something I was even telling Nick and Natalie about, how incredible it is to see how much coffee you guys are buying from us. Like, that's a gift to us, and I hope it's a gift to you. Then having Ashley there with her family, like, where are you at emotionally and mentally prepping, for this next stage of life?
Dude, I'm an owner of a restaurant. I'm just riddled with anxiety. That's what we do. That's what the business is all about. Anybody who's listening who works in the restaurant industry, it's just like, you just constantly feel like you're keeping your head above water so you're not drowning.
This is what you craved for all the four years that you weren't working in the restaurant industry.
I'm still glad I'm doing it, but obviously there's a line, and that line is when you're working 100 hours a week. But I digress. Dude, first of all, your coffee is a huge gift. People are loving it. I love serving your coffee. People love the story of it. They love the taste of it. They love that there's a Bachelor twist in there. So it's all positive, which has been awesome. People, like we talked about in the email, people want to buy the coffee for their home. So it works out really well. And it's getting better. I can feel it getting better. We're getting more structured. And knock on wood, a lot of people have come in and said, wow, it feels like your business has been running for years.
Aww.
Which has been extremely nice. And that a lot of preparation, a lot of work, and a lot of passion has gone into that. But I think
this was his first time away from the shop as it's been open.
Yeah. So I've obviously been texting my managers. They probably hate me because I'm like, how's it going? How's it going? What are you guys doing? Are customers happy? Everything going well? And, but hey, what are you going to do? I'm paying the bill, so I get to do whatever I want, really. But I digress. Yeah. As for Ashley and I, we're doing well. I think it's just been, I'm feeling a little guilty because I've been away, and this is the last couple weeks that Ashley and I are going to be a couple before we have a child in our life. And it's just weird.
I don't think he realizes that we're having a child in a couple weeks.
Oh, I realize it. But I've talked to a couple guys that just feel like they weren't really connected to their kid until they were born.
Because it's
like my body's not changing. You're just, achy all the time and can't breathe and complaining. So nothing really changes there.
He doesn't even care about feeling my belly, though.
I care about feeling your belly. It's just I feel the kid. I almost said his name. I feel him kick and I'm like, oh, that's cool.
And then I'm done.
It's like, how long, it's like, oh, that's cool. That's so crazy. All right. I'm going to go now.
It is interesting, Jared, and I think I'll be similar to you. I have friends who have had kids, and they've been like obsessed with the process of pregnancy. And like, I've seen them connected and like listening to the baby, right? And all this stuff. And for me, I think I'll be similar to you where it's like, this is crazy and awesome, but I really think there's going to be a moment after that baby's born, I would expect, where I finally feel like, oh my gosh, I'm a dad. But right now, I don't think there's anything like abnormal to what you're feeling.
Yeah.
I've heard it many times.
It's just right now, it looks like Ashley just, you know, went ham at dinner and is really bloated 24/7.
Yeah. So.
Isn't it funny that I used to, like, when we get back from dinner and then I'd pull my shirt down and I'd be, look at the alien. I look like I'm 7 months.
No, you
I used
not.
To say, I used to say I look 7 months, and now we know that that is a huge joke.
You looked 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we know what 7 or 8 months looks like. But yeah.
So you're going to go back to the shop. You're going to go back to Audrey's. When are you coming back to spend time with Ashley before the baby is born?
Probably, you know, I'll come back the first week of February at some point and just stay down here until the little gag comes.
Yeah, but you're going to have to come back before then.
And there's a little, well, no, the first week and making sure, like,
yeah,
if you're not, you know, by February 3rd or 4th, I'll be back. That's not
I'm
too
glad
late.
We're talking about this now. This
you're
feels
gonna,
like a good conversation for us
back.
To have.
I'm not going to see you for, it's the 17th.
It's only the 17th?
So you're going to leave on the 19th, and then you're not going to come back until
No, I'll come back
two
sooner
full
then.
Weeks?
I don't know, weeks? Ashley.
This is what, hi, like, guys. This is what we're all scared of.
We're not scared of anything. Yeah. I mean, listen, you're giving birth in an incredible hospital down in Virginia. We're running a business and have a new house in Rhode Island
that nobody lives in.
That nobody lives in right now, which is totally fine. More about the shop than the house. I don't really care about the house. But, you know, we're doing what we can, and this is what people do. You know, we're going to make it through.
I just love this is what people do.
This is what 100% people do. This is what people have to do.
Great. Do I laugh at myself too much?
No, it's good that you laugh at yourself.
I just want to also say that I'm learning something new today. I believe that Ashley is wearing a like belly shirt while she's pregnant. I've never seen that done before. But Jared, one of the gifts of Ashley being pregnant has been how much I've learned and grown as a man preparing, like as she's, you know, sat here every week with me. Is that a belly shirt you're wearing?
It is. We just took an Instagram and we needed something that really showed off the size of the belly.
I feel like your belly's always out though.
Yeah, but it's because nothing really fits right now.
Well, that's what
so
I mean. That
unless
makes sense.
I'm wearing like a dress, it's out.
Yeah, the belly's just always out.
It's a look. It's a good look. Jared, continued best luck at Audrey's. We have a guest coming onto the podcast who won the batch bracket. So we've got to say goodbye to you. You're the man. You're crushing it. Keep it up. You're going to be a great dad. We'll just keep us updated on everything going on in your relationship and your life the next few weeks. Thanks, Jared, for joining us.
Thanks, buddy. Love you. See you soon.
Love you,
bye.
Man.
Love you, too.
Love you. Bye.
I, as we take a break here, because we're going to come back when I have Renee from the Batch Bracket on, I just felt like our audience got to listen in on a very good conversation between a husband and a wife. And for that, I'm appreciative.
That is some authentic husband-wife chat, yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, wait. How does it feel to be calling her wife? Did I ask you this already?
Yeah, it feels weird. It feels awesome. It feels very, like, very strong. Like, it
isn't
just feels
it?
Like very, like,
it's
yeah.
so awesome. Like when you're on the phone and you're like on the phone with somebody who's like business wise or like, I don't know, construction or something. And you're like, oh, I have to check with my wife. I have to check with my husband.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, like that's something you take seriously. I had to check with my girlfriend, my boyfriend. You're like, that's cutesy. This is like for real. This is a decision.
Hey, it is for real. And we have the real winner of the batch bracket up next.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Peter Weber. You may know me as The Bachelor, but I'm also a pilot. And I'm super happy to be guest hosting How Men Think. I'm going to attempt to answer all your questions and solve the fascinating question of just how men think. Let's get into it.
This is How Men Think, an iHeartRadio London audio production. Listen each Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Renee, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. Thanks for playing Batch Bracket and dominating.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Man.
Renee, you crushed it. You just destroyed the Batch Bracket.
I did. Yeah, my friends won't play with me anymore.
Was there any week that you feel like you were stumped at what to respond with?
There were some weeks towards the beginning where, it was really hard with like the way they do points. It was kind of just like anyone's game. Towards the end, I feel like it gets a little easier once it's narrowed down. But it's always the first week is the toughest when you don't know anyone yet and anyone could do anything. There's not too much, past stuff to work on, no past clues.
We really want to find out about you also, but it brings up something that we find very interesting. We've talked about it many times since our original winner came on. What was your strategy? Because you did do so well. How did you continue to not only pick good weeks, but like keep up the pace and beat everybody?
Yeah. So my strategy, I was honestly not even able to watch the full episodes. Like I was working a ton, so sometimes I could only even just watch the previews before I had to set my bracket. And so I would really just look at those. I'm in a Discord group of some people who are really awesome at sleuthing. Sometimes I would read the Bachelor subreddit. Just really looking at the previews and trying to like see, who's in the shots for next week.
So some sleuthing. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you sense Nate winning from the beginning?
Yeah. I had a feeling.
That's interesting. Why?
Yeah.
Because
did you?
Some of us never expected Nate.
Yeah. Did you see spoilers?
I try not to read like specific spoilers, more just like sleuthing, like people figuring it out from shots of, from the previews and stuff. So it was more just like, preview footage would come out, there were like a ton of shots of Nate. I don't know. And they just had really great chemistry. I had a feeling.
Now, tell us about you. So are you a big Bachelor fan? Have been watching for a while? Where are you from? Just tell us about you so people can understand who our champion is.
So I'm from Boston. I actually have not been watching for all that long. My mom has been a big fan for forever. I've probably only watched the past, I think Ari's season was the first season I watched. But I've only been doing the sleuthing since Matt's season. I was just bored during the pandemic. My friends were like, hey, we're starting a league for money. And I was like, cool, I got nothing better to do. Let's do this. And turns out I was pretty good at it.
A league for money? How much did you win amongst the friend group for this?
I think I won like $300 the first time.
Yes. Good for you. The first time.
I played with some of my friends like two or three seasons until they realized I was just winning and they were like, let's not do this for money anymore. It doesn't seem fair.
We have the number one Bachelor bracket player in the country on this podcast right now. We didn't even really know that. We knew she was good. We didn't know she was great. And she is great. Hey, before we let you go, you have over 100,000 people that will be listening to this podcast. What is it in your life you're most passionate about? Anything you want to share? Anything you're into that you want to bring attention to? You have the stage. It's your moment if you want to say anything.
Man, put me on the spot, huh? I mean, oof. I'm gonna say shout out to my boyfriend's music project, Veins.
Veins, can we look it up on Spotify or Google?
Yeah, Spotify, V-A-I-N-E-S. He's fantastic. That's what we're working on right now. So
good plug.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Well, I have the audience. That's what I'll shout out.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Renee. Thanks for playing and thanks for rocking the game.
Of course. Yeah,
thank you so much, Renee. For having me. Ashley, it's time for Bachelor Headlines. Yes, listeners, it's time for Bachelor Headlines with our resident expert, Ashley Iaconetti.
Resident expert.
You like that. You always comment on that. That's a compliment. You know that, right?
Yes. Am I really an expert? Be like,
I feel like you're an expert. I feel like you care.
I do.
So a couple headlines today. I do want to preface this with say, with the passing of Clint Arliss, it was shocking. It was texted about all over. I actually called Jared soon as I saw the headline come through. There's going to be some headlines about Clint's passing today. There's still not a lot of information on it, mm-hmm. but I want to say this. I don't know if you ever got to be around him, Ashley, but he was obviously on the season with me during Caitlin's time as the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I did not speak. I cannot say I spoke to Clint more than a handful of times after that season ended. We had mm-hmm. a text thread. We did some fantasy stuff, but like nothing serious.
Was he there for a week on your season? Forget. Was he eliminated during episode two?
I think he was there for 2 weeks. Okay. And he obviously kind of came off that season as like a villain, or mm-hmm. he was kind of in the JJ realm where him and JJ, you know, had their thing.
Funny villains.
Then, yeah, funny villains. And then Clint went home. It wasn't the best look for Clint during the season. But this is what all of us, and I was talking to Nick about this too when I was with him, took away from knowing Clint. Clint was incredibly intelligent, insanely creative, and amazing painter. He painted a picture, if you remember that night, that was iconic. It was of Chris Harrison. And he was almost intimidating because of his curiosity, his intellect, his ability to respond, because he just knew so much. And I know the people around him were impacted by him for some very similar things. He was a leader. He was creative, very protecting, very loving. And it is a loss to Bachelor. It's a shocking loss to Bachelor Nation losing Clint.
I met Clint twice. One at the Mental All, and then one time at JJ's wedding, actually. And yeah, nothing but nice things to say about him. And like you said, my producer, my friend, one of my best friends who's a producer, said the exact same thing. She was like, that was like a very intriguing guy to be around. He was so smart. He was so creative and artistic. And Jared, you know, he kept in touch with him in a similar sort of way, like big group messages, fantasy, football and stuff like that. But everybody who actually spent time with Clint seemed to really like being around him. So sad. Don't know, again, like how he passed, but we did get some quotes this week. This one's from his sister Taylor. It says, It's with great sadness to tell you that my family has lost my best friend and older brother Clint on the morning of January 11th. Please respect our family's privacy as we cope with this great loss. Nick went on Twitter and said, a very kind, unique, and talented person. Just heard of the passing of Clint. Got to know him a little bit over our time on Caitlin's season, and I will always enjoy our time and conversations. Caitlin Bristow also got on Instagram story and said, this is an Instagram story I did not think I'd be doing tonight. Clint, who was on my season on The Bachelorette, I'm going to say tragically, he's tragically passed, 34 years old. Not sure what happened, how it happened. Even though things didn't end the best on the best terms for us,
from his time on the show to today, I have heard nothing but incredible things about that person from his peers, his students, his coaches, his teachers, his friends and family. Clint was very well respected in this world. She also says that she doesn't know much about how the circumstances around his passing. It's none of my business, she said. This Insta story is literally just to say to anyone who knows him, who might follow me, that I am so sorry. It's such a huge loss. And honestly, I'm just beside myself with this news. We also have a little bit of an update from the police in his town. It said that he was found dead at a private residence Tuesday, January 11th. They confirmed that it is Clinton and that there is no foul play suspected as of right now. But the matter is currently under investigation by the police.
Our thoughts are with Clint's family. We will respect their privacy, but we just wanted to give a tribute to somebody within Bachelor Nation, a part of this family that has unfortunately passed away way, way too early. Well, there's no easy way to switch gears and to switch subjects, but we are going to continue with Bachelor headlines. The next one is Bachelor's Cassidy Timbrooks slams Clayton, the Bachelor, compares side piece drama to Sally Carson. This according to Us Weekly article.
Okay, so this is like the silliest thing I've ever seen. What? She got on Instagram and spoiled her season. She talks about her own elimination on December 31st before her season even started airing. This is what she says. I mean...
I was saying last week that Cassidy didn't seem like that much of a villain to me. And I was like, Shanae, she seems like a real villain. Cassidy, eh. Well, now that I've seen these videos that she posted on January 31st, I'm like, oh, no. Okay. So Cassidy is, she's trouble. This is what she says. I love getting ready for dates nowadays because it's literally just me in the mirror. Like, wait a second. This man should be so effing lucky. And then I remember that, wait a second, even though I'm about to be on national television, men still treat me like shit. But that's okay. That's all right. Because not for long. Not for effing long. She continues to say, anyways, I think I'm going to be a great influencer. Again, guys, this is before her season even premieres. I feel like I'm really entertaining. You're entertained, right? You buy anything I'm selling you, right? Even if it's complete bullshit. I think so. Wait, don't answer that. It's yes. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Is she making, like, is this like a whole tongue-in-cheek monologue? It's so over the top, it almost seems like she's making fun of other influencers who have come from the show. She also goes on to say, to address clout chasers in her DMs, insinuating that men are trying to get with her now because she's about to be on TV. She says men are trash. So let's go back for a second and remind you that Sally, of course, was that girl who went to Colton's room. Colton, oh my God, we're all doing it, aren't we? Went to Clayton's room and said, like, I can't be here. I was recently engaged. It doesn't feel right. He wanted to give her a rose. Well, this is Cassidy addressing this on this resurfaced video. She goes, I realize that I am normally being dramatic, but you, as in Clayton, we're going to give Sally a rose, even though she was engaged last week. This is actually ironic, and I kind of like the fact that she pointed this out. She goes, meanwhile, I f***ed someone a few months ago, and I got sent home. Okay, no, it's cool. I get it. I get what we're made of here. I get that this stuff is happening. Go f-
yourself, Clayton Eckerd. This is what she said on Instagram this past week. I think that there's a little bit of a point. She gets in trouble for having like a friends with benefits at home, because we know that this week she was called out, you know, for having a guy at home. We debated it on last week's episode, whether it was kosher or not. But it is funny that he eliminated one girl with a fiance, but wouldn't really eliminate the girl who just hooked up with somebody casually. But the fact that she goes on Instagram this past week, says F you, Clayton. I mean, that's really not tasteful. But also, she also spoils the show by saying she gets eliminated. Do you remember, Ben, a couple days ago?
Yeah.
We were like, is she going to get eliminated for this, or is she going to hang around for a few more weeks? Well, we have our answer. She literally spoiled the show, which is bad contractually. Whew.
Just bad in general. Just not a good look. There's a lot there. A lot of sayings, a lot of things going on. She's not happy. It's going to be interesting to see how she exits, what she does when she exits, and to see how much we hear of Cassidy as time moves on now. Who knows? We might not see much of her. We might see a lot of her, but it's hard to tell.
I can't imagine them even bringing her to Paradise after she spoiled the show like that. You know?
Yeah, she probably just did not book her ticket to Mexico. Well, we only have one other headline today. Katie Thurston and boyfriend John Hersey reunite with Bachelorette Michael A. Her quote is, Katie's quote is, "This feels like a nightmare."
Yes. Yeah. So it seems weird, right? But it was apparently anything but awkward. She was joking when she said that she was on a group date, basically, with Michael and her new boyfriend, John. Feels like a nightmare. But that's just what she captioned her picture. It was a selfie. But yeah, so they were just like hanging out. Sunset meal in Mexico. And it wasn't just them. Also, Luke Stone was there. And it was all fun. So not really a nightmare, but Katie is a jokester.
They were together in Mexico. They hung out, a big group setting. It looked like they had a good time. And that's something that's always fun when you can kind of break through that awkwardness and just have a good time together as people. Well, hey, that's all we got for today's episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be back here next week. Yes, we will. It's a huge episode. I'm not going to tell you why, but it's a big episode. A lot going on. And we're also going to be breaking down Clayton's next episode as The Bachelor. We'll be back with the Almost Famous Podcast. Until then, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.